It's sad. Ooh, I didn't mean to turn it all the way down.
Hey.
It's sad, but we've all had to go our separate ways. It's Monday and my house is empty. Just me, Faith, and baby Helen. Isn't it quiet? Listen. See how quiet it is? There's nobody here. There's no Adam. There's no Dan. There's no Gracie and family. There's no Big John. I mean, there's nobody here in my house.
Not even Charlie's here.
Charlie's not even here. Isn't it great?
It's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad. It's kind of lonely in here, huh? Well, we're recording this last week, so everybody's still here. So everybody say hi.
Hi.
But as you're listening to this, it's Monday, and me and Faith are celebrating because we're walking around the house with our underwear because there's nobody here.
I'll come over and knock on the door.
Hey!
Don't look in the window first. That's all I'm saying.
Never.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, but, you know what? There we go. I got to do that, but I'll do that in a minute. Let's do this right now, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back.
That's the wrong song. Uh-huh. I got that for the thousandth.
You need to take that out because you're not smart enough to...
Why do you gotta go there? With a rag top down, I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning, radio on demand, it's all right. All right, and on today's show, we're gonna talk about... What are we gonna talk about today's show?
Which one do you wanna talk about? Songs.
Song. Oh, we're gonna talk about songs today's show. Okay, doing songs.
I'm checking it.
Three generations of songs.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
That's right, people. My peeps are out there.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, who was that? That was the Marmot, wasn't it? The Marmot, he's always going to be different.
Jesus kicked out info.
Thanks, John. Thanks,
how much
John.
You paying you?
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, well, before we get into songs, we got to do this. We got it.
Well, he's 6'4" from his head to the floor, Big John. Or maybe 6'5" from his feet to the sky, Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
He ain't all that bad.
Big John. No. He's pretty
good.
Teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, he writes in the blog like a tooth in a cog, Big John.
You need to do that more often.
And yeah, he's busy at MyLifeMinistries.com.
Yeah, you've been hanging around there much lately.
Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Well, it's Big John's birthday yesterday. So everybody say happy birthday to Big John.
Happy birthday to you. You're sitting in a zoo. Brad hates monkeys, and so do I too.
I don't hate monkeys. Hate monkeys, little poop slingers. I like them. They're cute. Hey, listen, John, what'd you get for your birthday?
A hard time.
There you go. There you go. Okay, well, that was informative. So we're gonna do. He doesn't know what he got for his birthday because it's not his birthday at the time of recording. See how confusing my life is. All right. We're going to do three generations of song. You know how I'm always talking about the 80s for crap, and there's, you know, 80s songs are crap, you know, and you're always saying 90s songs for crap, you know, and there's probably other people saying 70s songs for crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to actually take a scientific look at which generation had the crappiest song. So which generation had the better song?
You and I are going to decide.
Not just you and me. We got Big John. We got Mark over there.
Okay,
he's
we're gonna
he's
decide.
A music aficionado.
Right. He is?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Squirrel acclaimed.
Squirrel.
There's good and
squirrel.
There's Bon Jovi. I trust his opinion. You understand?
You're in.
But Gracie is going to have a say. Big John can have a say. You can have a say. Mm-hmm. We'll wake up Helen if we need a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right. So, we got songs. So let's start off with, what do you say? Well, we'll start off with 1976. Now, what I did was I went back to, Billboard.
Uh-huh.
Billboard's top
100.
No, the Billboard Hot 200. But I only took the top 5 albums.
Okay.
From each year, 1975, 1985,
albums being the entire
I didn't do album. 90, actually, I didn't do 95.
The record is a single. The album is the whole thing, right?
Right.
Record, single.
Right.
Album, all the songs.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Just clear that up.
Okay. So let me get my little papers out here, and I'll get my fingers hot on the keyboards, and we'll go through, and we'll start in 1975.
Volume up.
Yes, volume is up.
Yeah, 1975.
Spell 1975. We're gonna do in the top the number five song, the number five album.
Album. Sorry. See, there's a difference.
Album.
Look at me like I'm crazy trying to tell you the difference.
From then was Chicago's Greatest Hits, volume 9.
Have they got like?
Yeah, it's like Chicago album number 9.
Album, yeah, because they number them. Yeah.
Yeah, and. And it's their greatest hits. Does that make any sense? Did I say that right?
They've been around that long.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Ugh. Can you imagine they had a greatest hits album in 1975?
I mean, you had to have a lot of songs out to have a greatest hits album already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna play anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna play a song as soon as I can figure out what was on that album. I don't know what was on that album.
Well, maybe you would have done this ahead of time.
Yeah, I got a system.
He could sing it.
Stay the night. No, see, I know that wasn't one, you know.
That's later.
Let's see. All right. Chicago band. Try that, because I'm getting Chicago town is what I'm getting. All right, here we go. And discography.
Discography.
Chicago, Greatest Hits, 1975. Okay. So at some point in the year, the album actually hit number one, but this was the top 200 for the entire year.
Okay.
All right. So then you've got this great song.
What is it?
I'm playing it. Give me a second. It's coming. This goes on, and this goes on forever, and it goes. Searching for something to say. Flashing lights against the sky. Okay, first of all, trumpet as a lead instrument in a rock song, not a big fan.
That's their shtick.
Sitting cross-legged on the rug. Six to four. It doesn't rhyme, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, if it was 1975, they were probably smoking something.
Cross-legged on the floor.
There you go.
I actually looked it up to figure out what 25 or 6 to 4 is, and it's two different beats to songs, and that's what this was. He was trying to figure out which beat to put into the song, and it was either 25 or 6 to 4. I don't know what that means, because I'm not a musical genius like these people evidently are, but there you go. The song's crap.
LSD.
There you go. I like that song. I do, too.
That's because Mark was probably about 15 years old when that song came out.
You were not.
Yeah, he was. He's 7 years older than me.
Yeah. I was 8. But I was 15 when I was listening to this song.
I was 4.
I was 2.
1975?
You were 4 when you were listening to Chicago?
When this song came out.
Oh. Well, there you have it. There's the first song. There's the fifth song from 1975. Now let's jump to 1985.
Okay.
And we have, this is the kind of the decade I say is crap, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a decade I said.
Yeah, but it's what we all love.
Very good music.
Even though it's crap, we all love it.
Who's we?
It doesn't have to be, you know.
Yeah, everybody smiles, everybody claps, everybody's, yeah, I like this. this song. This is good. Yeah. It's not even a note. It's just noise. Played in rhythm, though.
Well, yeah, but the money's for nothing, man.
The name of the album is Brothers in Arms, which was also a great song on the album, but it's really slow, so I won't play that one. But it was tons of hits off this album.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got... What? Yeah.
It's corny. I don't like this one.
You don't like this one? Walk of Life?
I like this one.
I like this one.
I feel like I'm on a carousel. Not Pink Pony.
It's got a good Creole sound to it.
A Creole sound? Well, there you have it. That's Walk of Life. And anyway, I liked the video because it was all sports bloopers and clips. Mm-hmm. So I like that. So that's 1985. So now let's go to
1995.
No, I didn't do 95. I didn't do 95. I did 75, 85, and 2005. Why? Because I'm an idiot. That's what I did. So, yeah. You know, I thought I was doing one thing and then you do another and then there you go. So. All right. So this is from 2005.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get this one here. Going? Maybe?
American Idol.
This is the first American Idol winner, Kelly Clarkson from Dallas, Texas. Yeah. John doesn't even want to hear it.
Grew up in a small town, and when the rain would fall down, I'd just stare out my window.
It's very depressing, it's very whiny, and it's crap.
And the video is terrible. She had a terrible dress on. Who put her in that dress?
I don't know.
My ears are healed.
Yeah, but it's not whining. It's not singing, it's whining. She's not singing, she's whining.
She's not whining.
It wasn't that bad of a song, but it definitely, in my opinion, 1985 won in that one. Dire Straits beat the other two generations.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Mark says he still likes Chicago, but he's stuck in the past and he's old, so we'll just get it. All right, round two. So we had one dissenting vote. Round two.
Buford might pay you a visit tonight.
All right. So this one's probably not going to be much of a contest as far as which generation of songs is going to win. So we will maybe start this in a second. Oh, it's locked. Of course, I had to pick the live version. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Oh. This is like some weird version live. Here we go.
Oh, the Eagles.
Hotel California.
Yes, the Eagles. This was the greatest hits album from the Eagles.
In 75.
In 1971 to 1975. It had all their great songs on it.
They're awesome.
Dun, dun. Hotel California, Desperado, Long Run. No, Long Run was on that one.
They were very talented.
They were very talented.
They have a lot of talent.
Musicians. real musicians.
That's a bad song. I mean, it implies rotten stuff, but it's a great sound.
Now, why do you say it's a bad song and implies bad stuff?
It's evil.
The song is not evil. The song is talking about how bad drugs are for you.
That's what it's about.
That's not what we heard.
It's about what?
You never heard that it was supposed to be about them going to Satan?
Yes, I've heard that. But
it's supposed to be about what?
Worshipping Satan.
I've heard about that. I've heard that, but we actually saw them.
It's a song about addiction.
It's a song about addiction,
is that
yeah.
What it is?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the rumors change. It's like telephone.
It's not a rumor.
No, it's not a rumor. We actually saw them talk about it.
I don't remember seeing them talk about it.
I did.
From what you hear to what we've heard,
yeah.
It's like the telephone game.
Yep.
I know, but if you listen to the song is about addiction.
Well, that's cool, because that means I can start singing it now. Then.
You can check in, and you can never check out. We are programmed to receive. In other words, once you're addicted, you're always addicted. You're just a recovering alcoholic, you know, that whole business. And then they stab it with their steely knives, but they can't kill the beast. The beast is addiction, you know. Addiction.
Wow,
some dance to remember, some dance to forget.
There you go.
So, you know, some drink to remember, some drink to forget.
Sense. We'll have to look it up.
And his latest song is about alcohol, too.
His latest song is about alcohol? What's it called? You're talking about Don Henley?
Don Henley, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. What's his latest song?
Or one of his latest, anyway.
Don't know.
Welcome to the hotel.
And then also from that album, you had. Like again, you had what was I saying? Desperado.
That's a good song.
And Tequila Sunrise. Mm-hmm.
Tequila is bad song. For you.
Every time I mention one, Mark says, "That's my favorite Eagles song." That's my favorite Eagles song. They had another big one from that one. Was it Take It Easy? Take it easy. Okay.
Mark sings that nicely. He should sing that.
What are you saying?
Are you saying we don't know how to sing? Mm-hmm. You don't like our version?
Okay, what's 85?
So we go to 19. I dropped my list. We go to 1985, which it's a good competition, but I'm afraid they're going to lose. So you've got 1985. Oh, I turned it down. Hold on. Here we go. Turn it back up. Well, I turned it down because we were trying to talk.
What's your dress?
Come on, get it started. I'm watching the video. There we go.
Oh my goodness.
I like ZZ Top.
I love ZZ Top. Another, more Texas guys. All Texas guys.
Well, Dusty Hill's mother lives around the corner from my mom and dad.
Ah.
So on Christmas time, I got to see Dusty.
Yeah. She doesn't live there anymore, though, does she?
She's passed away.
That's what I thought, because he stopped coming. He used to come for the parades, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoops.
And if you ever saw a white limo run around town with a 2-inch white wall,
yeah.
That was him.
Yeah. He was cool. They were all cool. They're all still cool. Saw him live the other day. I mean, I didn't, like, on TV, you know. They were still good. Even Adam liked them, teenager.
Yes. That's because he can appreciate a musician.
But still, I don't think it's better than the
Eagles.
The Eagles are going to win, hands down.
Okay, so then we go to 2005. And I'm sure we're going to...
I'm a metalhead.
Don't... No, there is no fair cheating. You have to have natural responses.
No fair cheating.
I can't see it.
Well, stop looking at it.
I was...
What? What were you doing then?
Nothing.
Squish your head.
Okay, there we go. No, that's not right. Okay, hold on a second. Let me get this up. This is going to take a second. Okay, sorry about that. And here we go. Coming up as we speak. Okay, I can already tell you, crap. Okay?
This is the point when I need everybody to get to the dance floor.
So far, we hadn't even heard the lead singer. And we hadn't even heard the person who's doing the song.
This is the feature.
I'm feeling so hot tamale. That is a lyric that is competing with the Eagles' Hotel California
Seriously?
And ZZ Top's Legs. lame.
Who's hair?
So okay. Mariah Carey loses.
Okay, that's who that was. I didn't know who it was.
Mariah Carey loses. So we got ZZ Top of the Eagles. How about Eagles, everybody?
Eagles.
ZZ Top. ZZ Top.
We got one ZZ Top. Everybody else is Eagles.
That's because he was like 6 months old when the Eagles did that album. So
well, I can't help that he's young and doesn't know squat.
Oh.
See how I played that? See how I played that against? Okay, so there we go. So there we go. One vote for 1976 and one vote for 1985. Round three. Round three. Okay, so we'll go back to 1975.
Round three.
And we'll check out what was happening in 1975. Oh, come on. Get to the song. It'll take it a minute to kind of for y'all to recognize it, but it's a good song. Okay, I have to tell you a cute story about my first wife. The only cute story I know about my first wife, or very one of the very few ones. Is that when she was a little girl, she used to sing Stand on the Rug, because that's what she thought the lyrics were. So, okay, so there you got so you got Wings, and the name of the album was Wings at the Speed of Sound. And then we go to 1985.
Just because he was a Beatle, Tim will like that.
Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he the big... He's the big
Beatles fan.
Okay.
We were just talking about that, I think, 2 days ago, that Paul McCartney was better than John Lennon.
Ah.
No.
As a solo artist.
This classic album. Well, I was born in a small town. I live in a small town. So, there you go. This is the Scarecrow album, which is probably his best album to date, if you don't count his new one, which is winning all kinds of Grammys. But so you got Small Town, you got Pink
political.
Houses, you got
Mac and Diane.
No, that wasn't on that one.
It's not?
That wasn't on Scarecrow.
Oh, that was before. That was like 83 or something like that, yeah.
Heart So Good and Jack and Diane were on the previous one. But so time to vote, people. No, we got one more, don't we?
Well, that's better than Wings.
2005? Yeah, I have to say it's better than Wings. So I just typed in 2005 to search for 2005. That's not very good. Yay! All right, so here we go. This classic here, y'all remember this? Don't wanna be an American idiot. That's all we need to hear that, don't you? Is that all we need to hear that? Green Day's American Idiot. Yeah, well, it's probably
Green
because
Day.
You have some semblance of taste.
Green Day is an American idiot.
Well, that's true. Tell me, wake me up when September's
John
over. And American
Idiot.
I vote Mellencamp.
Mellencamp.
You gonna vote Wings? Are you going Wings?
Yes, he is.
I like them both. They're both, but they're different styles.
Well, they're very different styles, but you gotta vote which one's less crappy.
Paul McCartney.
Okay, so we got one dissenting vote again. That's good, and everybody else voted for 1985. So 85 is winning now. All right. So far, they've got two votes and... No, wait. Keep track of all this here. Okay, so we go to round four. Okay.
Ding.
This one's going to be tough. I know what Faith's going to vote, but I'm going to vote against her. So here we go.
No, you will just see there.
We'll see. Because this is an all-time classic.
Well, yeah, Fleetwood Mac. Or is this Fleetwood just
Mac.
Stevie?
Nope, it's Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, the album Fleetwood Mac.
I mean, you just know it by the first.
Yeah, you know it right off the bat. Okay. It's only right that you should play it the way that you feel it. But listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat dancing man in the stillness of remembering what you have and what you are. So on this album, oops.
You know it's like the record. Yeah. Well, that's pretty good, Brad. You really brought back the sound effects.
Sorry. So on this album is Rihanna and Landslide and let's see. I guess World Turning by Buckingham and then that one Dreams. So that's okay. That one.
85.
1985. Actually, this is kind of humorous.
85. Yep. 1985, I was wearing a lace glove.
You were wearing a lace glove, and so were these people. Nobody recognizes it?
Oh, I know what
it is. I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark.
Night, no answer on the telephone, and the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though. Alone, we only work right now.
Okay, so you got it?
Yep.
All right, Heart's Heart album.
Oh, man, that's hard. Fleetwood Mac Heart. Fleetwood Mac Heart.
Fleetwood Mac Heart. Oh, yeah, but you haven't heard. Fleetwood Mac Heart. You haven't heard the best one. You know, you gotta hold out until you hear all the options, okay?
Sure, 2005 will do it. We know.
2005 is really going to make a difference here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know sometimes.
Now I know I don't listen to music anymore. Right. That's why we burn CDs.
Daddy always tell you. You miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad when I'm gone, but I'm trying to
keep
you
the life
yep. that I never had.
I can see now, why are we listening to Slim Shady? Even when you
laugh, because Eminem was on number 2 in 2005. Encore was the name of the album. So who goes? Let's see, we got Heart, Fleetwood Mac, or Slim Shady?
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
Who's the least crap?
Fleetwood Mac.
Who's the least crappy?
Yes.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Okay, that's unanimous, not anonymous. That would be if we nobody voted, or if we voted and didn't say who we were.
Why did you think we would vote? You would vote against me?
Because you don't like Stevie Nicks.
Well, yeah, but I love Fleetwood Mac.
All right, last round. Okay, last round.
Oh, we're on 2. We're
on round 5.
Oh.
Last round. This is the number one album.
All the signs, man.
Number one albums from these years. And let's see who wins. We'll start with 1975 first, if it ever comes up. Come on. Oh, no, that's not what I wanted to do. Hold on, try again. I haven't heard Stevie Nicks do anything I like since. You haven't heard Stevie Nicks do anything you like since Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
She had a couple of good solo albums. Ooh, loud. Oh, loud in my ear.
Thank you.
Ooh, loud in my ear.
Thank you.
Wow, that was really loud. Best live album.
You know that. They're only cheering.
Yeah.
Just for that thank you. Just by the cheerness.
Yeah. That's Frampton.
Yep. Before my eyes.
Oh. Best live album of all time.
Oh.
But we have to see. We, you know, we have to be fair. We have to compare it to the other decades to see which one, you know,
this ought to be good.
Is really the mm-hmm. best.
Prince.
Prince?
He would never be Prince, classified as crappy.
Prince
in Brad's,
didn't make it onto
Brad's
the list, so
ever because he loves
the
Prince.
Artist.
Prince is a genius.
Another live intro to the to the song. This was released on the album as a live intro.
It's Whitney Houston.
How
it's
did
Brad's
you know?
Favorite. Okay.
Woo! I knew right away. When she had her act together, she was good.
No, she wasn't. She was crap. She was always crap. She was crafty, crap, crafty, crap, crap, crap. Whitney Crap Houston.
Come on, baby, let's dance.
Clock strikes, I'm climbing out, and the sun begins to fade.
Sucks my will to live.
It's enough time to figure out. Go ahead.
2000.
At least she sang. She wasn't whining. She was actually
singing.
Actually singing. Yeah. Unlike our 2005 contestant. I have to be careful exactly how much I can play of this. Oh, yeah. I have to play royalty, but I also have to... like pay the FCC for fines for cussing. Oh. It's got a catchy beat, but that's all it's got. Come on, skip
it's
ahead.
We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
You know what? I'm not moving for any
birthday.
Song with Bacardi in it. Okay, I'm just not. That's two songs we've had Bacardi in. Mariah Carey and 50 Cent in the club. It's in the club. In the club, 50 Cent. Not voting for him.
That's what he's worth is 50 Cent.
So do we all agree that Peter Frampton won?
Peter Frampton. Play that again, please.
The In the Club?
No, Peter
no.
Frampton.
No, Frampton.
But I don't like that song from Peter Frampton.
Oh, you don't
love
like that
song?
Baby, I Love Your Way?
Oh, come on.
But baby, I Love Your Way. But baby.
No Grace from Grace.
Baby.
No Grace from Grace.
But baby.
Baby and
But baby, I love your way. I mean, that's what he's saying. He's saying.
I still think it's the best one out of the three, but that's not one of my favorite songs.
He used to have long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's the whole album, not just the song. So
makes me sigh.
I just played the.
Everybody together, girls. Everybody together.
So there you go. There's the three generations. Let's count up who won. Pin there, please.
Did he do the song In Your Eyes?
No, that's Peter. That's Peter Gabriel.
Another one where you can go.
By the way, 2005 got a big zero.
That's because you didn't play anything good from 2005.
Yes. I played the top five albums, like I did from each generation.
Doesn't matter, you didn't play anything good.
So. All right, let's tally up the results here. So for the number one, Peter Frampton, so 1975. Number two was Fleetwood Mac. Number three, Scarecrow. Number four was the Eagles, and number five, Dire Straits. So, 1, 2, 3. So, 1975 wins with the least crappiest number top five albums.
But the 70s were good.
That's good.
The least crappy.
There you go. So, music has progressively gotten worse. That's what we've determined.
That's what we've learned.
Listening to the 70s. Well, I would have to say it depends on what... type of music you're listening to.
We're not going to do the top five country albums from each generation, John.
I don't do country.
We're just not kind of.
I don't do country.
The Buford Blues.
The Buford Blues.
Woo! I'm out.
I got up this morning. And I brush my teeth with my hair
Faith
comb.
Hit him.
I got my goat out of bed.
In the bed with you?
Okay, hey, why do you have a goat in the bed with you?
I got my rod and my blood sucking goat blue.
What are you doing
my rod and my
why was there a goat in your bed?
Blood sucking blue.
Was it a replacement goat?
A replacement goat.
You funny. You funny, Big John.
Big John funny.
I strive for
I have
excellence.
To write some more blood-sucking goat blues lyrics for Buford to sing. That would be good.
That would be good.
Blood-sucking goat blues. The blood-sucking goat blues. Brian Ridges, work on that, will you?
Would you?
What? What?
Billy's got your goat.
Billy, who's Billy? I'll kill Billy!
Connor, come get this goat.
All right, shout out to your son there. Cheap shot.
Hey, he had surgery.
That's true. Bios con Dios, everybody.
Bios con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.